Welcome to Take Me Away,
the writing podcast where we explore the creative process. I'm Patrick.
And I'm Matt.
So last week we talked with Brianna Staten about fan fiction, which was very fascinating. What were some of the things, takeaways that we had from her?
I think one of the biggest ones, and one of the ones most specific to fan fiction, is just being able to find an audience that's already there and kind of a fandom that you can write towards and like stories that you can build on. And that was something that was really interesting, just be able to like build off of existing stories.
Yeah. So that's an important tip, is to find that audience. And I think that got us a little bit more interested in fan fiction. I'd never considered it.
Yeah, I hadn't looked into it a lot, so I went ahead and I listened to some of her podcasts that she's a host on, Loose Cannon, just to get a little bit more of a background and more familiar with fan fiction. And it seems like a very interesting, and kind of like we talked about with her, kind of a sandbox idea.
Yeah.
Like you can get in, you can play with characters, you can play with concepts, and just have some freedom within your writing.
Freedom! Cool, so today we've got... Today we're talking with Jace Einfeldt, who is a flash prose writer, and I'll be honest, I did not even know that those two words existed together until we started talking to him.
Yeah, I think it's an interesting genre that not a lot of readers kind of look into, and so it's really cool to sit down and talk with him. He recently was just published in the Literary Journal for the University of Montana, and we read a couple of his stories that we talked with him about, the main one being La Paz, Puerto Holmes. And it was just really interesting to see just a story, but on such a small level, kind of like a micro story in that flash fiction where it's fast, it's short, it's very detailed, it's kind of sparse. And also we talked about him, it's kind of poetic.
Yeah. So let's get into it.
Well, thank you for joining us today, Jace. And we just want to start out by asking, what got you serious about writing?
For me, I've always been a pretty serious, creative and critical writer. It's been therapeutic for me for most of my life. Like, I've been writing since I was like 10 or 11 years old.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess as far as like getting serious about it, this summer of 2018, I just dedicated it as a summer of just reading tons of books. And on top of that, I was like, maybe I could get my, maybe I could like take some time and actually start writing some stuff. So I started writing a kind of parody of Rip Van Winkle as like a millennial. And it was a fun story, but it was a lot of just ridiculous out of a lot of garbage. But I was having fun writing it just because it was fun.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess the thing that really pushed me into being more serious about it is I had a class with a professor who was teaching a short story class, and I decided to set up a meeting with him and talk to him about... I emailed my story to him, and he read it, and he gave me a lot of praise for it, and I was like, I'd never had any, like...
Wow.
And for me, I was like, whoa. He said it was like...
They love me.
He's like, oh my gosh, like this isn't just my mom.
They really
like my writing,
me.
You know? And he compared my writing to like Kafka, to like, I don't know if you know David Foster Wallace, but like writers like that, and I'm like, holy crap, those are guys that I read, and like it's like an honor to be able to be like recognized as writing in that same vein. And so like it gave me the motivation to be like, okay, I could probably do this, you know. So that's what pushed me into being a little bit more serious about it.
That's awesome. And then, so the piece that we read of yours, La Paz, Puerto Holmes, which is a piece of flash fiction that you just got published in the University of Montana Literary Journal. Could you tell us a little bit more about what flash fiction is?
Yeah, so flash fiction, it's fiction between, like... I don't know, about 100 to 1,000 words, where 750 words is kind of the sweet spot that a lot of, like, if you're planning on getting or wanting to get published, 750 words is probably where you should be. But it's where short stories take a scene of, I don't know, somebody's life, or a scene of, like, I don't know, like an event happening. Flash fiction takes a slice of that scene and then it just focuses on more of, like, the emotion within that scene. And so I guess to explain a little bit better, like Edgar Allan Poe and his essay, like Philosophy of Composition, he talks about the singularity of effect. And with short fiction, a lot of short fiction is like, you know, we want to have this specific feeling within a, you know, like 12 to, I don't know, 40 pages. But mm-hmm. flash fiction really condenses that. And a lot, it's more, I'd say it's more challenging than writing short fiction just because you have those constraints. But it's, you have the same purpose in presenting that singularity of effect or that one emotion you're trying to get at.
Just within fewer words.
Within fewer words, yeah.
Yeah, and as I was reading, like the last line especially, as they're driving away, the trailer gets smaller and smaller. I felt like that was intentionally poetic. And is that kind of a characteristic of flash fiction? Is there more kind of poetic or symbolic or metaphorical elements that can be read in a little deeper than just the words that come out?
Yeah, definitely. With flash fiction being as constrained as it is, constrained, having the constrained word count, you really have to pick your words wisely. And yeah, for the last line of La Paz, Port of Homes, I wanted to give that feeling of hope, but also the feeling that, like, even though there is hope, there's still...
Yeah, there's still a trailer in the
background. There's still a trailer in the background, and they're still going to have to come home.
And they're on a rickety bike.
Yeah, they're on a rickety bike, you know, and I agree, like, it's very, very poetic because it is, like there are writers like Ernest Hemingway and Raymond Carver, and one flash fiction writer that I really, really like is Lydia Davis. They talk about, I guess they echo Ezra Pound in saying, in addressing the idea of the economy of language, and they agree that if there isn't a word that's fulfilling a specific purpose within the story, that it should just be cut out. And if it's not presenting the image that they want or the feeling that they want, then mm-hmm. it's not worth keeping. And so, yeah.
It feels like a lot of pressure to me.
A lot of pressure.
I also feel like, though, like you said,
cut it
that way.
This word does not please me.
Doesn't make the cut.
Get
and I feel
it
like
out.
You were saying, Patrick, in that way, though, it does kind of lend itself more towards poetry, where it's like each word has to be accounted for. Well, like in poetry, it might be for like the meter and the rhyme scheme, but for flash fiction, it's like it has to push the story forward without slowing it down. It has to, like you said, Jace, kind of having that singular purpose. Like every word has to be pushing towards that. And with your pieces, what did it kind of take to go from, you know, writing, sharing it with professors, to then getting published in a university journal?
Yeah, so with me, it was a matter of meeting with that professor and workshopping my writing with him.
Mm-hmm.
And also I've been meeting with a bunch of friends of mine that are, you know, as serious as I am with creative writing, and we workshop our writing every Friday, and it's really helpful because it's, you know, I could write something and feel great about it, but if somebody else reads it and they're like, this is a piece of crap, then like then I know that like it's only like,
that's it, I'm done.
I just like throw in the towel and be
that's it, I'm done.
But yeah, I think with that I think having this writing group and being able to share with others has been one of the biggest blessings in my, I guess, my creative writing life. But like, it's been helpful to be able to share my writing and get it critiqued, because, you know, I can read it and think it's cool, but I think it's more important. If anybody wants to be serious with writing, they have to be willing to receive critique and feedback.
Yeah. So along kind of that you have the writing group, are there any other things that you do that help to kind of sharpen your craft or some type of pragmatic thing that you do that keeps you on track in your writing and professional aspirations?
Yeah, so I guess two things that I do every day is I try to write at least half an hour a day. And it's just like whatever I'm thinking, if there's like a weird idea, I'll just run with it for like 30 minutes or a little bit more. But there's that, and I also, and this goes for any kind of creative writing or any kind of writing generally, if you're wanting to be serious with it, you have to be reading it.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're not reading it, then...
Reading your own or reading...
Reading others.
Reading
like,
writing,
for me,
yeah.
Like, I subscribe to The New Yorker, and I read the fiction that comes out in the New Yorker. I also read stuff in, like, I don't know, as far as flash fiction goes, I read stuff in this journal called Hobart Pulp. I also read in, like, Harper's Magazine. And, like, for me, if I'm not,
Subscribe to New York Times.
Yes, yeah. But I think it's, if you want to be a serious writer, you have to be a serious reader.
That's good, yeah.
Yeah.
Because if you're not writing in a vacuum, like, you can make something cool up, but it came from somewhere. And I think the best kind of writing comes from people who read a lot.
Yeah.
And I think that helps me sharpen my craft because I'm able to see what other people do. And I guess, like, one quick example is there's one short story that just absolutely blew my mind. And, like, if anybody wants to read it, they can read it. And I suggest reading it if you're serious with short fiction. But it's called Bullet in the Brain by Tobias Wolff. It's 3 or 4 pages long.
Yeah.
And it is...
That's my kind of reading.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. It's very, very short. But the whole story is just... a literary critic goes to a bank, gets caught in a bank robbery, and starts critiquing the cliches that the bank robbers start throwing out, and starts like egging them on, and gets shot in the head.
Nice.
And that's the first half of the story.
I mean, not nice.
Nice, yeah. But the second half of the story is just like everything that's going through his brain, and the question is like, what are his last thoughts?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
And for me, that story, honestly, that's the one that really got me into reading more short fiction. So I was like, you can do that?
Yeah.
And it works. But
yeah, that's cool. Well, thank you. This has been, it's been a great conversation.
Yeah, and it's been a great kind of intro for us and hopefully for our listeners as well into flash fiction and just another genre, another medium of writing, especially one that kind of seems to like get you thinking different and just you have to be writing, you have to be reading to be able to get that craft down.
Yeah, of course. Cool, Jace.
Here is an excerpt from La Paz, Port of Homes by Jace Einfeld. We lumbered forward through the narrow dirt path leading to Jacinto Drive, tipping over twice. The chain caught hard with every pump of the pedal as we agitated it with our constant gear shifts. Just as we got a rhythm figured out, a kid bolted across the street right in front of us. Santa definitely made it to his house last night. He had a bike. His was new. He probably didn't have to pee in containers for his mom or tell the cops that she was just gone when she actually was wasted on her bed with a glass of water and 3 Tylenols waiting on her nightstand. He probably didn't have to pretend people were lava or keep guessing when his mom would be home even though it was well past midnight. This kid, who could still believe in Christmas miracles, shot a smile our way. Trev returned it with the bird. We rode off down Jacinto Drive, glancing back as mom and the trailer got smaller and smaller.
So that's the end of episode 5 of Take Me Away. And today I think we got some interesting tools or ideas to help facilitate our writing.
Yeah, one of, I think, the more interesting ones, because we've heard a lot about how it's important to have a writing group and submit our work to other people.
Yeah, there's a general theme emerging.
It seems like that's a very key element.
Writing group and write consistently.
But I think Jace kind of had an interesting perspective of that he submitted it to a professor as well, and then just kind of getting a higher up perspective, someone who knows writing a little bit more than maybe a friend that's also writing. And that seemed to have helped a lot, just to be reassured that he's on the right track.
Yeah. Yeah, you build a rapport with somebody that you trust and that's also more professional and submit your writing. And read a lot.
Yeah, that was really cool. You talked about reading, especially within the different genres, maybe exploring a little bit of what you want to write, because maybe a novel's not for you, maybe flash fiction, maybe fan fiction.
Yeah.
There's so many different options, but you have to read it to be familiar with it.
Yeah, so let's work on that, you know. Shibuya!